Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So this week I want to speak to you about morals. And we've all got morals to some degree or another, but most of us don't take the time to really think about our morals, to think about what is important to us and what morals we want to use to guide our lives. Now, we all have different morals, although we assume that everybody has the same morals as us, and this is not the case. They depend on how we were brought up, what we think is the right behaviour, how we want to define ourselves. So, first of all, I think it's really important that you make time to really think about the morals that you want to use in your life, because our morals guide who we are, how we behave, what we think is acceptable, and also what is comfortable for us, what we think is good behaviour and what we think is unacceptable behaviour. And that doesn't mean that we're always right, although we might think we are, but that does not necessarily mean this is true. But it's important to be aware of those things, because we take it as given that everybody thinks the way we do, but they don't. It will depend on how someone else was brought up and what culture they were brought up in. For instance, in England, we think it's very good morals or very good behaviour to queue very nicely, to stand behind each other, to wait in line, not to jump the queue, and to be respectful of people and the other people's time. Whereas I've lived in some countries where queue jumping is just a normal thing, holding spaces in queues, going off and doing something else and coming back. That would not be acceptable in England, because morally, we value other people's time in that queue as we would value our own. Whereas in the other places that I've been, that is not the case. They value being able to make a plan. So choosing to maximise their time somewhere and get other things done. That doesn't mean one's right and one's wrong. It just means that your values and your morals in that situation are different. Now, I'm sharing this as well because I've realised that when somebody has different morals to you, and or when they behave outside of their own morals and that impacts your life, unless you are aware of the morals you've chosen to live by and chosen and thought about who you want to be in this world, it's very likely that you will corrupt your own morals. And this is because we make excuses. So if such and such treats me like this, then why shouldn't I respond in such and such a way? For example, if I'm in a relationship and somebody cheats on me, although for me personally, my morals are that when you're in a relationship with somebody, you honour that person and the relationship you've chosen to be in, and you don't cheat on each other. But I know that in other relationships, if somebody is cheated on, it can almost mean that the person was cheated on as revenge is then allowed to behave in ways that they wouldn't have behaved otherwise. Or in response to the one person stepping outside of what might have been expected of being in a relationship, they then retaliate by taking on the other person's behaviour. I don't know if I'm being clear. Let me think of another example. Say, for instance, you lend someone something. And for you, your morals are that if somebody lends you something, they look after it because someone's placed their trust in you and they've given you something that might be precious to them. And therefore, because they've done that to you, you then take care of it as if it was your own, even more so in some instances. But not everyone feels like that. Some people aren't attached to things. And if you lend something to somebody and they, for whatever reason, don't look after it, you might feel that that gives you the right that if you borrow something from them, you don't have to look after it either. In fact, you might go out of your way not to look after it, almost as payback. Now, the reason I'm sharing these particular scenarios to you is that someone else's lack of moral character in one situation or another can change your own conviction of your own morals. And unless you are aware of your morals and you're committed to being those no matter what, because ultimately it's your choice as to who you want to be in the world. The more in alignment you are with your truth and who you want to be, the more you will hold that space no matter what happens to you. There's a definition of authentic power that I came up with. I wouldn't say I came up with it. It was inspired in me. That's all I can say, because I knew it. No, it didn't come from my sort of intellect or anything like that. I felt that I was sort of in a meditative state and I suddenly got given this inspiration. So I feel like it came from outside of me. And that definition of authentic power is the ability to hold space for your being. So the more powerful, authentically powerful you are, the more personal power you hold, the more you're able to hold in your own space and be who you want to be, no matter what's going on around you. The more you get bumped around by the world outside of you, the more other people's actions cause you to react and lose who you want to be, the less powerful you truly are. And it's not a power that you have to hold on to and fight to enforce on others. It's a quiet power, knowing that you are being true to yourself, knowing that you have peace, not that you're right and somebody else is wrong, but just being settled and calm and aligned with who you are and being happy and at peace with that. So when you find yourself letting your moral code slip because of the way that somebody else has treated you, just keep that in mind. Think about how you are allowing somebody else to influence who you choose to be in the world. And do you like the person that you become? Does it make it more right for you to behave in a way that you don't think is right because someone else has behaved in that way too? Or are you committed to being who you choose to be in your life, no matter what is going on around you and what anyone does or says or acts like to you? And I'm just really sharing this with you because you might not be aware of it. It might just happen to you and you haven't thought about it. But hopefully by sharing this with you, you might think about it a little bit more deeply. I hope you have a fabulous week. And as usual, the links to my webpage where you can connect with me if you want to be doing coaching, links to my online courses and to the monthly Ho'oponopono sessions are all in the show notes below. Have a fabulous week and so much love from me to you. Bye-bye.